Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Tancast presents a clip from a recent episode of the Drinking Buddies podcast.
I want to give out a plug to our friends at Tancast, Tim Babb and his buddies Andy and Noah, doing a great job over there at the podcast. They gave us a plug this week. They're a really funny podcast, actually. I enjoy them. And they're
listening right now.
They might be. They'll probably listen to it in podcast form.
Can I?
Here's the thing. They get to say all the dirty words that we don't get to. So, like, I feel like I should send Tim, like, a list of words that I wanted to say on the show but wasn't allowed to.
Oh, that'd be a good
thing. Like, just text him. Here, do you want me to text him? I'll text him back.
Yes,
tell him these are the words.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we can't even verbalize them at this moment. But we'll write them on this piece of paper.
No, we totally can. F?
S-A. I think there was a point where you had said something kind of rude. Yeah, well, S-N-A.
S, yeah, A.
And there was a point where you had said something rude, and I wanted to say C, but I refrained.
Yeah,
I'm gonna add. Yeah, I'm gonna add Z.
Z.
I'm making up my own words.
Are you?
All right, you're cut off.
Okay,
that's it.
For more info on the Drinking Buddies, go to kbeachdrinkingbuddies.podbean.com, and for more Tancast, just keep listening.
Tim,
Andy,
Noah,
Tancast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, everybody. Episode 120.
Hey, we're out of the teens. 120. And we're feeling 121. It's going to be motherfucking... Wait, 120?
120.
Yes.
120? I like bunnies.
Eh? Bunnies?
Bunnies. 20 and bunny. 120? I like bunny. Buddy.
I like money.
I like money.
120,
money.
Show me the money.
Fuck money. I like buddy.
All right, I'm Tim, the TN Tancast.
I'm Andy, and I'm confused by these suckers.
Suckers, huh?
I'm in, and I like bunny. No, that's
sucker.
It for Noah.
Sucker fool.
These fools all worried about money. Well, you can have a bunny. A cute little fluffy tail.
Yeah.
Little ears.
So,
around.
Speaking of poop, the one upshot to your wife being sick all day is you get to play a lot more video games that day than you normally do on Saturday.
While your kid just sits there and watches you?
No, like when he was down for his nap, I was like, I can play.
I bet your kid's even fucking bored by it. Like, yes, Andy, you checked out that corner thoroughly. You can move along now.
Actually, towards the end of the evening, I was playing Infamous for the first time since February, according to my last saved game. Just thinking I should try to push through and get the evil ending. Because I already beat the game once on good. Wanted to do it both ways.
I'm always vaguely interested in what the other thing is, but not so interested enough that I want to play the game twice. Like, I don't know. Once I've done it, I'm just like, I did it. I don't really want to do it again.
The list of powers are actually pretty different. Well, it's like the same set of powers, but they've done different things with them.
I think mostly it's the storyline.
Yeah, the story, the overall arc of the storyline is like exactly the same, but like how people react to you, that sort of changes. And there are, you know, little notes within the storyline.
Sorry, Chelsea, they're at it again.
So, spoiler alert, early in the game you gotta save a whole ton of people who are trapped on a train by what you think is a dangerous street gang. And if you have good karma, when you save all the people, you've been feeling really beat down because, like, everybody hates you, but, like, the people get off and, like, thank you and whatever. and like they act a little less afraid of you or something, and like the guy starts to feel good. But if you have net negative karma, it doesn't matter what you do when you're actually saving the train. It's just if you've got bad karma, like the people get off and are like really suspicious of you. Someone throws a rock at you, so you kill them. You just zap them.
Oh, like you don't have a choice?
Yeah, it takes place within the cutscene.
Nice. Yeah, that does help, generally speaking.
Yeah, so I tried to go through making all the selfish choices, taking all the easy way outs, doing all the, yeah, fear me. The guy looks really different. Like, he looks creepy when you go evil. Not quite like Fable, where your dude, like, grew horns and, like, had a cloud of flies following him.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool, man. That's cool.
Yeah, that was a little over the top. Like, oh, I'm Satan, striding the earth because I've been that fucking evil.
All hail Satan!
Yes, hail me. Hail me.
I think Borderlands is the only game I played through twice. I think generally I don't do it.
Well, another game that I'm playing through again, and played some while my son was sleeping, was Civilization 4. Because they haven't ported Civ 5 to the Mac yet, so I'm waiting to do that, and then I'm going to buy it on Steam so I can play it on any machine.
I have not
played anywhere.
I have not played any Civilization in a long time.
I'm done with buying just one copy of things, like a sucker. Like a sucker fool.
Are you done buying one copy of things, Tim?
Yeah, I didn't even buy the one copy.
I just leave it there all together.
As Noah and I were IMing before we got started, apparently, like an idiot, I went ahead and bought two copies of Left 4 Dead.
It happens.
So now it's Left 8 Dead.
Yeah, it should be.
I've bought two copies of comic books. Like, I had one, and I was like, oh, I don't have this one. And then I did. I was like, oh, well.
Yeah, I started to do that with DVDs a couple of times. Picking up, like, oh, I really wanted to get this on DVD. You get home, and like, it's still there.
Oh, I really have this on DVD. Now I have it twice.
In the wrapping. So I bought it, brought it home, set it down somewhere without even taking the plastic off.
I did that with a book once. I bought a book, read it, went about my life a couple years later. It came out in paperback. I'm like, that seems like a book I would really like to read. Bought it. Read about halfway through and was like, man, this is really... For me, like, something's very familiar about this. Like, it doesn't seem like very original writing. And then, so, like, I got disinterested and just stopped reading it. And then, was doing something completely separate and found the hardcover version. I was like, oh, well, that, okay. Well, there it is.
Wait, I thought I bought the paperback.
It was the Star Trek book called Ship of the Line. Takes place in between the movies Star Trek Generations and Star Trek First Contact, and stars the character that Kelsey Grammer played when he was on the show for...
like a minute?
Yeah.
How many...
Interesting side note, did you know he's in Star Trek First Contact?
I did not.
I didn't know that.
When they when the Enterprise shows up to... sorry again, Chelsea. When the Enterprise shows up to fight the Borg at the very beginning, you can hear a bunch of captains checking in. He's one of them.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. I thought so.
Speaking of movies, media. How about media? I'll go with media.
All right.
I saw Social Network, and apparently there's a scene where Bill Gates is supposed to give him the speech. It's not really Bill Gates. Bill Gates look like, but the guy who's playing Bill Gates, like in the movie, not playing, but like looks like him. It's not the guy who does the voice. Apparently, it's a black guy who does the Bill Gates voice. And that just amused me.
Huh.
So they had a Darth Maul kind of thing? They just had another dude dub the voice?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't really... like, it's kind of... it didn't really ever show him from the front. I think it's all from the back. Like, it's in a conference hall, and it kind of shows him walking around stage, you know, supposedly talking. I'm sure his mouth is moving. I didn't really pay attention, but it's not like they really focus on his face or anything.
It's not like the crash zoom, tight shot, whatever.
Yeah. What's Tim laughing about?
Oh, I logged on to the Tancast Facebook page, mm-hmm. and CJ just posted, "Who else thinks Andy and Noah blog way too much?"
What? He's not very observant. We don't blog at all. Jesus. Oh, CJ.
Anyway, back to Social Network. Didn't want to sidetrack it completely. I just was logging on, and that made me laugh.
Oh, so yeah, they just established that it's Bill Gates. Like, oh, that looks like Bill Gates, and then they focus on Mark Zuckerberg, or the guy playing Mark Zuckerberg, and his buddy.
That's kind of funny.
And I would think overall I liked it. I like to actually learn something. I mean, I think you learn a little bit. Like, at least I did, because I haven't really researched, like, Facebook and it starts. But I mean, I already know that stuff is not true. So it's like, I wish it was a little bit more accurate. That would have been nice. But, you know, movie-wise, it's pretty interesting. David Fincher, he's a good director. The dialogue is fast and sharp. I think that's Aaron Sorkin's kind of...
That's his move.
That's what he's known for. Now,
his signature.
A screenplay is just a script that's adapted from a book. Is that correct? Or some other media?
Not necessarily. Screenplay is just the play for the screen.
Well, but are script and screenplay the same, or are they different somehow?
They're the same.
Oh, okay. I would enjoy it, because it said screenplay, and I was like, well, what's the difference between a script and a...
Did it say story separately? If there's a credit that says story by blank and then screenplay by blank, that usually means, you know, something was adapted from something else.
Oh, well, I know it was adapted from a book.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was called Accidental Billionaires.
Oh,
not written by...
Navy
I don't know who it was written by. Like, I mean, was it anyone that... I don't think
was directly involved in the story?
Yeah. And I don't know if it's specifically just about Mark Zuckerberg, Accidental Billionaires, because it makes it seem like... I don't know, I guess maybe they're just talking about all the people who started Facebook. I don't know. I just know it is based on a book, though. But yeah, overall, the acting's, you know, good.
Make
Mark Zuckerberg kind of like an idiot savant. And very antisocial and kind of a dick. But somewhat sympathetic.
A sympathetic dick.
Like, he's mean, but then, you know, they have some scenes where it's like, you know, maybe he's not so bad. He's just trying to, you know, start a company. Maybe he wants to start a company. I'm like, fuck, what am I doing? This guy's the youngest billionaire ever. What am I doing with my life?
What are you doing with your life, Noah?
Not a whole lot. I need to get
what
on it.
What am I doing?
I did not know that the guy who started, or one of the co-founders of Napster, was involved in Facebook. But apparently he was. But not
well,
for like...
Well, rope my feet and call me Dogie.
Because I guess apparently he got busted with some coke. And that was the end of that.
Wait, who got busted with coke?
Sean Parker, one of the co-founders of Napster. Like, I mean, in the movie, I don't know, I didn't see specifics online, but the movie, it was supposedly a party for the 1 millionth person to join Facebook, and so they were having a party, and there was some coke there, and, like, he got some, he's supposedly, in the movie, they said, like, he wasn't doing it, he was just wiping off someone else, and then the cops saw it on his hand, and then he was, like, you know, booted from Facebook.
Did Andy go away?
Andy?
I think he did.
So I was looking at the Accidental Billionaires. I guess one of the co-founders did have some input on the book. So there you go. From his mouth, that's how things went down.
Smells like some bullshit spin to me. Yeah.
Well, in the movie, they didn't display him as like a bad guy per se. But he did get ousted, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how accurate the movie is, but, you know, basically got pushed out because he was trying to do this one. In the movie, they make it seem like he was trying to get, like, advertisers and work on this other thing, and that's not really what Mark Zuckerberg wanted to do. He's like, you know, I don't really want to get advertisers. We're cool now. If we get advertisers, they'll make us not cool.
So then how are they going to make money?
Venture capitalist. I don't think he never wanted to get advertisers. I think just at that stage, he was less worried about that. So in the movie, they go to venture capitalists. You know what those are, right?
Nope.
I believe they're just people who invest in companies that they think are gonna do well, and you know they'll make a deal with you, like we're gonna invest this much money, and then you know later on down the road, hopefully we're gonna get this money back. But not necessarily, because you know if they invest in something that doesn't take off, and they just lose their money. But
pets.
Yeah, basically, they give you, like, seed money. What'd you say, Tim?
I said pets.com.
Yeah, or what was that other company that delivered groceries to your house?
No idea.
There was a company that started up that, like, they had no actual, like, retail space that you could go in and buy stuff. They were just all strictly, like, online, and you go and, you know, to the website, pick out groceries, and they deliver them to you. I know my parents did it a couple times. And
apparently not enough times.
Yeah, and now they're gone. But other places are doing it. But, like, it's odd that it doesn't... People don't do it more. Like, maybe the price for the delivery is not worth, like, having it delivered. Like, I don't know why people don't do it more. It seems like, and you know, supposedly we're lazy Americans, like, why we don't want to have groceries delivered more?
Because you have to think ahead. Like, you can't just go, like, I want to go eat whatever it is, chips and salsa right now.
Oh,
like, I don't want to go wait online. And also, I think, weren't they also, their discounts were such that they were actually losing money?
Oh, well, I mean, like, Safeway still does it.
Right, right. Well, I think the Safeway had a different plan. I don't know. Business model. Because that was the problem with Pets.com is, like, oh, we're going to get you all this pet stuff super cheap. But it was so cheap, they were actually losing money on every deal.
Ah, well, yeah, that's, like, the way to do deals.
I knew.
You need to make money.
that is a general idea.
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess I generally don't go to the store for chips and salsa. Like, you know, we generally plan what we're going to get out. Although I should say a lot of times it's actually after we're at the farmer's market, we're like, all right, what do we want to eat for this week? All right, this.
See, I'm horrible with planning for that kind of stuff.
Well, they say you spend less.
Yeah, bullshit.
So, is Andy back?
I am back.
Yes.
Okay. Andy, back again.
Should we do some tan laughs while he's back?
Yeah, tan laughs it up, motherfucker.
Sure, what the hell?
It's time to read some tan laughs. Send in my phone, just like you. If you tell us to read your tan laughs, that's what we're gonna do. Send them in from anywhere, from Fiji to Vietnam. Email them in to us at fucktards@tancast.com. It's time for some tan laughs.
So I'm choosing a tan laugh from Alyssa because it was her birthday yesterday. Well, who cares? Whenever this comes out,
who cares
she won't know
what your birthday is, woman.
I meant she won't be able to, backtrack when exactly we're recording this. She probably knows we're recording on Sunday. I'm pretty sure her birthday was on Saturday. Fuck! Now I have to go look. Now you got me feeling like a douche.
You are a douche.
Well, you know, I'm not going to slow down the entire podcast for this. She had a birthday. It was very recently. And so,
do some research, Tim.
Research these nuts.
Do some preparation.
All right, you ready for this joke?
Yeah.
A baby seal walks into a club. That's all.
Oh.
There you go. Alyssa, you're doing it. Happy birthday. All right, I stumped the band.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah, that was it.
It was so short. I thought you were gonna do more.
She only sent that. That's all I got. All
right, I got some. I got two short ones. There's a long one attached to this one, but I'm not gonna do it right now. I'll maybe do it a later date. This is from Todd, with two D's. Yo. I don't think I've said this before.
That second D means it's quality.
How do you find Will Smith in the snow?
Oh dear God.
You follow the fresh prints.
See, I thought silly. It was going to be racist, but it wasn't.
No. Anyways, I was walking down the street, and a man came up to me and says,
Nailed it.
And a man came up to me and says, 13579. So I said, isn't that a bit odd? Yeah, you can't put the two in there if you're going to make that a joke. I fucked it all up.
Yeah, that does. Can ruin it.
You ruined it. Ruined.
Ruined.
What are you saying? Why are you saying like that? Thinking like
is that
what?
Family Guy?
Yeah. Yes. Good old Family Guy.
Indeed. All right, so this one comes from Hale, our number one Mousetalgia fan. Why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
Because he was dead.
Yeah, he died. Why did the other monkey fall out of the tree?
Because it was tied to the first monkey?
Someone had stapled him to the first monkey.
Staples.
I think we said that before.
Hmm. Well, I'm bringing it back. It's a classic.
are you bringing back Porch Monkey too?
Yeah.
What?
Porch Monkey for life, yo.
So there's our jokes. Do you guys want to talk a little bit about television shows we've been watching?
Sure.
I've been watching No Ordinary Family.
I have also been watching that.
I only saw the first episode, and then...
You weren't interested, or you just... Didn't.
I keep forgetting that it's on Tuesdays and not Fridays.
That would do it.
Because they played it on Friday the first time, so that's when I taped it, and then...
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah, they reran it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's a little kiddie-like. Not kiddie-like, but family.
Yeah, it's showing its ABC roots.
Which makes me a little less interested, but I will keep watching for now. I mean, I want to see them, like, all team up and, like, all right, we're going to fight crime together. Like, that's what I'm waiting for. But it has not happened yet.
I want to know what the hell that kid who's really good at math is going to do in a battle.
Well, maybe. Have you been watching Fred Candy?
Carry the four! Carry the four.
Have you been watching Fringe, Andy? Have you watched the most recent episode?
I have not watched the most recent episode yet. Okay. It is on the TV.
Well, maybe he'll just be able to smart and figure shit out. Maybe he'll be the inventor. Like, hey, I'll invent this crazy thing that'll help us in battle.
Yeah, but so far he's been just all about math, and it's like, well, that's great. I mean, if the lead bad guy is like, haha, you will never solve this difficult integration.
Yes, I will. Boom, done. You have been defeated.
Well, like, what if the Riddler is one of their enemies? Or some so sort of Riddler
calculus.
Type
I'm
villain.
In a nonlinear algebra now.
yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I hope, I would think they have, you know, some plan for him, but so far...
This is just going to be contrived. He's really good at math, though. His teacher thinks that he's cheating.
Yeah, that's a little weird. I mean, granted, it is, you know, it is probably weird that, you know, this kid's, like, not doing well at all, and all of a sudden he's doing really well. But at the same time, if the kid starts rattling off stuff in front of you, it seems like, hey, maybe he does know a little something.
Well, some, about some. Some.
And he hasn't revealed yet to his parents, right?
No.
Okay.
Which is retarded.
I agree.
It's yet another situation where it's like somebody's keeping important information from someone else that in real life they would have absolutely no reason to keep from them.
Maybe weak reasoning is like, oh, I want them to think I'm smart on my own. And not because I got some superpowers. I don't know why that really makes
a
difference.
Hey, Mom, Dad, I'm suddenly really good at math. Is this cancer?
Is it lupus?
Yeah.
It's never lupus.
Except for that one time it was lupus.
Except for that one time. That one time it was lupus. But even that time, it wasn't lupus.
Oh, wasn't?
It was lupus.
Well, it was lupus, but it wasn't lupus.
What?
You can't have, like, hard rules. Come on, you guys have watched Fox. You can't give up on, like, definite rules in the face of, like, facts and shit. It's never lupus. Period. Full stop. That one time it was lupus, it wasn't lupus.
I don't understand what he's saying.
Andy, you're trying to shoehorn your attempt of funny into a situation that doesn't require it.
Am I?
Yes. It is unwelcome.
I've also been watching The Event.
I have not.
Which is kind of interesting. It kind of seems like a mashup of other shows. But again, I'll keep watching. I want to see... It kind of reminds me of, like... Well, I don't want to spoil anything for you, but it's interesting.
You know what'll get me to commit to another big event show like Lost or whatever? The writers coming out beforehand and saying, okay, we're about to start this show. It's crazy. It's detailed. Like, there's going to be story arcs upon story arcs or whatever. But we've got it all planned out, and the show's going to last for 5 seasons or 7 seasons or whatever. Like, we know
well,
what we're doing.
Also, you might want to check the ratings, because I hear Jeff and I were talking about this last night, and he was saying, it's not looking good.
Oh, for The Event?
Yeah.
You know what I think boned The Event? Lost. They're thinking, oh, Lost is really popular, and it's going away. We should totally put out, you know, like a big... Oh, I don't know, like some sort of event show that people are going to, like, tune into every week since they're not going to have their Lost fix anymore. What should we call it? Well, I don't know. How about The Event?
I think,
well, okay. That's a little on the nose, but sure.
I think part of the problem is like, with these event shows, you know, you always want to ramp up for the next episode. Like, oh, next episode is going to be more exciting. And they start off pretty big with, like, conspiracies and plane crashes. Whereas, like, I felt Lost, like, yes, the plane crash was a big event. But after that, I felt it kind of slowed down a lot. It wasn't like, oh my god, there's this crazy stuff happening every episode. It was kind of like, you know, all right, we're going to focus on these, you know, little things, and then we're going to reveal more and more. And then as it started to get towards the end of the whole series, then you started getting bigger things every episode.
Yeah.
I felt it started off a lot slower, though, which allowed it to build on
what Yeah, but there was like crazy shit, like... What the fuck are polar bears doing on a tropical island? And then, you know, like, seasons later, it's, they were studying polar bears to find out about global warming. on a crazy tropical island where like time and space get warped, they decided, hey, you know what would be great? The largest land predator. That's
polar
exactly
bear is the largest
what we need
land
to keep
predator?
Here. What was that?
I said polar bear is the largest land predator?
Yes, I believe so.
Hmm. Suspect.
What would be bigger?
Something else.
That's a predator.
Polar bears are bigger than grizzlies.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
How about the current?
Polar bear is the world's largest land carnivore, also the largest bear.
Boom.
Land carnivore? That still doesn't rule out the T-Rex?
Yeah, but he's dead.
I didn't say ever.
You didn't not say ever?
Well, they didn't have a whole lot of T-Rexes roaming around on Lost, so I think they went with the biggest thing they had.
That's only because they cut the season they did. If it weren't for the writer's strike,
I don't think T-Rexes were ever coming into that.
It would have just been Jack and Sawyer riding raptors around.
Yeehaw! Yes, because then it would have been Lost World. Jurassic Park? A little bit? Something?
No.
Skibbly dibbly?
You get nothing.
All right, fuck you then.
You get nothing for
that.
I
don't want anything. I don't want anything from you.
I think my brain just hit the front of my skull trying to jump out again.
I also stopped watching a couple shows. I stopped watching CSI.
Yeah, same
here.
Oh,
you said it was on the bubble.
I stopped watching Supernatural.
Oh, no, I'm still watching Supernatural.
I just realized I stopped caring.
You did?
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't care. Oh, I should say I stopped caring enough for me to sit down and watch like 20 hours of television a week.
Ah, yeah.
Like, I was watching a lot of shows, and I was like, I need to cut some of this stuff out. And, you know, if I'm watching a show, I'm like, this is all right. I'm not really into it. I'm like, it can go.
Yep, same here. Like, my wife started watching The Whole Truth, and she's like, that and, what's the new Jimmy Smits one? Outlaw. So she started watching both of those, and I'm like coming up for bed, and she's like, yeah, you know, I can put one of these new shows on. You should watch it with me. It's really good. Like, nope, don't care. She's like, what, but blah, blah, blah. And she tell me, I'm like, yep, sounds derivative, don't care.
You're like, knock, knock. She's like, who's there? You're like, don't care.
She's like, yeah, well, you know, it is kind of derivative, but, you know, I see where they're going. I'm like, okay, so he's a former Supreme Court justice who quits to go to private practice to take on crazy cases, but he's also a compulsive gambler. Don't care. Doesn't sound interesting. I watched, like, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes of one episode. It's like, yep, I was right. Don't care.
I think part of the thing is, though, like, if I hear, like, later on, like, oh, my God, did you hear about the last season? Supernatural was the best season ever. I could just go, all right, Netflix.
Yep.
And then I'll watch it. So.
Yeah, I'm totally down with that. Like, I've got Deadwood and Mad Men and Burn Notice. Just all on back order. I'm like, yep, those are all shows. They showed that long term. They weren't, like, pissing people off. I do not need to be part of the fad. I will.
Burn Notice is a good show, sir. You should hop on that shit while it's hot.
It is a good show.
Yeah, I fully intend to.
I didn't know Royal Pains.
That's a good 1-2 punch on Thursdays, I think it is.
I didn't know there was a 500 limit to your queue on Netflix.
Jesus.
I found that out.
That's amazing.
I was like, add, and then pops a little message. Oh, sorry, you have 500 movies in your queue. You cannot add any more. I was like, fuck. Although, apparently, remember I was asking you about profiles, Andy?
Yeah.
I read this ad, I haven't confirmed it, and it was someone posted a while ago, but apparently they said if you add a profile, you can have up to 2,500. Like, each profile can have 500 movies.
Yeah, I believe it.
Although, I should say, a lot of those movies were, like, horror movies that I kind of wanted to see, and I was like, oh, I'll just save that for later, and if I watch it, great. So I actually went back and deleted like a bunch of stuff that I was like, I'm not really interested in this. So it's down a little bit, not only like 430. A lot of movies I want to see.
Yeah, clearly. You know, that's like half a year's worth of work right there, right?
A lot of old movies I want to see, a lot of new movies.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of shows I'm not watching, my wife has watched at least a couple episodes of that Sister Wives show, that reality TV show about the polygamists, and she was telling me about the family's now under investigation, and like I guess they really rarely in Utah actually prosecute cases of polygamy, like unless there's actual like child abuse going on or whatever, they'll just kind of like turn a blind eye towards it.
I thought it was legal in Utah.
No, it is illegal in the U.S.
I would have sworn on stuff you should know they just said it's legal in certain areas. Wait. Maybe we're talking about different... I know there's a couple different things So what are you? You're talking about a guy who's married to multiple wives, correct?
Yes.
I was sworn they said it was legal in some areas.
Polygamy, technically polygyny.
All right, keep going.
Okay, it's not legal. I'm just gonna go right out on a limb there and say it's not legal.
Okay, good. Keep going.
Okay. Yeah, I told her that. Yeah, you know, it's if you've got this, I don't know, reputation with the rest of the U.S. for being like crazy prairie people, the whole like history of the Mormon Church with polygamy, that they might not want to advertise exactly how often they run into polygamists. They might just want, you know what, live and let live. They're not abusing the kids, and it's just going to make us look like assholes. One way or the other. I mean, either we're assholes for breaking up this multi-wife happy family, or we're assholes because our entire state is still letting people have plural marriages. So I'm always, like, talking up this show, and it's the... It's sort of the same thing with the fucking pageant moms shows that she was watching, where she's like, oh, no, you know, these moms, they're so involved in their kids' lives. I had a daughter because you dressed her like a princess, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I just lit into her. Like, I was brutal. And I don't think I ever apologized, but I don't think I ever am going to.
Way to keep that marriage strong.
What was that?
I said, way to keep that marriage strong.
Yeah. I'm like, if we ever have a daughter, I'm like, first of all, apparently the biology of my family is that we only provide sons. But if we have a mutant and it comes out with a vagina, you are never taking any daughter of mine to any of these things. It's like, no, but they have fun, this, that, the other. I'm like, they are taking these little girls, making them up to look like women. They are doing their teeth. They are putting corsets on them. They are spray tanning them. Like, this is sick. She's like, no, but, you know, it's just dress up. It's just fantasy. It's just this. That. And she's, like, trying to defend it. And, yeah, it wasn't just going after the shows. I was really going after her, too, of, like, no, this, I don't even want you to, like, harbor some fantasy of this is something that you would do with any daughter of mine. Because, like, this will never happen. This is child abuse. Those are horrible, horrible people that do that shit. And, yeah, basically had the same discussion again with the polygamists. And she's like, you know, the kids are really loving. And, you know, some of them are like, yeah, you know, probably grew up living the same lifestyle as my parents. Another one's like, nope, just one husband. She's like, so, you know, kids obviously have a choice and this, that, the other. And she's like, no, you know, you should watch it. You should watch it before you judge them. Like, nope, not going to watch that show. Like, why would I want to spend 20 minutes of my life every week being pissed off at people? I mean, 20 additional minutes.
Like, don't you pretty much spend 24/7 pissed off at people?
Yeah,
why you don't have any more room to be pissed off.
Why should I add more people to the list of people I'm pissed off at? I'm like, but seriously. I'm like, it's a reality TV show. This isn't a documentary. This isn't, you know, like some jaded outside eye going in there and really reporting on the facts of everything. They've got a message they're selling. And these people are polishing their behavior, and the editors and producers are polishing the shots to sell a specific message. Like, it's the same thing as, like, you know, fucking Gene Simmons' Family Jewels. I used to have fun watching that show until I realized what, like everything in the show was a lie. Like, none of the wacky, zany shit was real. It was like, there were a couple of things where I was like, no, I don't think that would ever really happen in real life. And then I go look things up, and it's like, yep, that's something that definitely would have made the news. And in fact, the Wikipedia article on the people involved indicates that they already knew each other and had nothing to do with Gene Simmons. Like, they've been doing business together since the 1990s. So Gene Simmons did not just fortuitously put together that powerhouse business team in one afternoon of people that he met at a bar. Like, it's a scripted fucking show. And really, ever since then, it's... Sorry, the link cracks me up.
Well, I went and looked it up on the Stuff You Should Know site just to see if maybe they had some sort of, like, here in this dark corner of Utah. Nope.
I think, I was mistaken that it was legal for a while, and then finally they forced them to make it illegal.
Yeah. And it may have been a condition of statehood.
I misremembered.
Like, allowing them into the union.
Joseph Smith is a weird-looking dude.
Yep.
Who's that? That the creator of...
Yep.
Mormonism? Yes.
Yeah.
Boom, here's his photo, in case you don't want to look through the whole article.
You know what funny thing about Social Network? The guy who played Sean Parker... Justin Timberlake, much more attractive than Sean Parker. The guy who played Mark Zuckerberg, not more attractive than Mark Zuckerberg.
That's funny.
In my opinion.
Alrighty.
That's because Michael Cera wasn't available.
even Michael Cera is not attractive. I think Mike Mark Zuckerberg, he's not a bad looking dude. Oh, and that was like the biggest thing. I don't know if you guys heard that, but supposedly why he started Facebook was, well, one of the, you know, the kind of catalyst was that he was dumped by a girl. But he's been with the same girl before he even started Facebook.
So the whole movie is a lie.
It's a lie.
Fuck it, I'm not going.
I need to watch it on the big screen in my room, baby.
It's a fake. It's You're going to watch real. It again on the big screen in your room?
No, probably not.
It's a fake.
It's real. Yeah, so speaking of it's a fake, we actually had a big argument. She's like, I can't, well, if you had something that you wanted to show me, you know, about how, you know, polygamy hurts people and hurts society and whatever, I would totally watch that. I'm like, yeah, because if I had something that I was going to show you, it would be like a documentary that cited facts. It wouldn't be an anecdote highly polished to provide entertaining television. You want to show me something, I'm like, you can show it to me, it's not going to prove a thing to me. She's like, well, I can't believe that you're just so closed-minded. I'm like, it's not that I'm closed-minded, it's that I don't believe it's true. I have no reason to take it at face value. It
That's
could be
closed-minded,
true,
Andy. But I have technically no... still closed-minded.
No, I wouldn't say
point.
Closed-minded, Tim. I would say not going to be misled.
I know you wouldn't
misled.
Say closed-minded because you don't want to lose this argument.
Although there's something to say for, like, I know I'm not going to like that. Like, but it's just closed-minded. Like, yeah, I'm not going to slam my nut to the door. Because I'm no, I'm not going to like that. But hey, that's closed-minded,
No, that's
sir.
Very closed-minded. Some people slam their nuts in doors and like it.
You yeah. should try new things.
Why are you being so closed-minded?
The fact of the matter is, one guy marrying multiple women leaves a... Within that society, within that group, within that area, it leads a surplus of unmarried men. One guy with a bunch of women where the earnings of the household are controlled by the husband and go down to his sons so that his sons can get married to multiple wives, that funnels power and control and self-determination away from the women. That hurts society. You know, you can't... I'm going to go out on a limb and say that even if women choose to cover themselves head to toe for religious reasons, you know, if they choose to wear like the full-on burqa for religious reasons, and that's a choice and nobody's enforcing it upon them, I'm still going to go out on a limb and say that lessens them because it separates them from the rest of society, and that civilized culture cannot exist in a situation where people get separated out and become different tiers. There
but
is
they're
no
doing it themselves. It's like this. It's how is that different from people who
what,
do
we
weird
different...
shit to themselves? Here, you know what I mean? People who like separate themselves from society and the fact that they're all tatted up and fucking piercings and shit. You're like, you can't. You can see them, but you don't physically want to interact. You're like, well, there's that person, and I'm gonna be over here.
We have different tiers now, Andy.
Yeah, I agree.
So you go. You think we have to change if we're going to survive? I mean, we've been around for quite a while now.
If you look at the way that society is going, where people trying to cut themselves off into, you know, like my team, your team, the
that's how
Fox News,
it's always been.
Yes, I know it's always been. But if you look at the times in history when it's gotten the worst, where society has become the most stratified, that's when you start to get people who see no possibility for a better future for themselves because they cannot move out of the group that they've been stuck into. And that's when you start to get people who are desperate and hopeless. And desperate, hopeless people are the sort of people that start violent uprisings, who join crazy religious sects, who strap bombs onto themselves because they've got no hope for this life, but somebody's promised them a better next life. Who go on crusades trying to take back the Holy Lands from the evil Saracen horde.
In fairness, that almost worked. Wait, what? Never mind. Sorry. You were saying.
Well, yes, true. Except for the fact that they got about halfway there and then started going to war against other Christians for several of those crusades.
That's what I said. It almost
worked.
I think
we're kind of getting on the topic of, Andy, you are close-minded. You may be right at all those things, but that doesn't make you any less close-minded.
Well, how about this? Like you, am choosing...
Nope, close-minded.
How much... I'm choosing to limit how much new TV I'm bringing in. Reality TV shows, typically not my cup of tea. Reality TV shows about a family engaged in something that, on a whole, is damaging to the rights of women and to the futures of young men, I'm not going to be a fan of that. From a moral standpoint, from an ethical standpoint, I am against what that family is doing. Why would I want to watch something that holds it up as, oh, you never knew how not weird and how totally normal these people are? Yes, those people may be living a completely loving relationship with multiple people. I would be against polygamy a lot less if it was actually polygamy and not polygyny. If it was just, hey, that group of people all want to get married together, I'd have a lot less to say about it than I would if it was a patriarchal system where it's one husband and multiple wives.
You hear that there, polygamists? Get your act together in order to get Andy's favor.
Yep. Get some men into that system. You know, I'm just saying, make it a devil's three with us sometimes. Get some extra dudes in the mix. Some extra dicks. Get some dicks in the mix.
Mix it up with the dicks.
Mm.
Dicks are good for stirring. Well, there we go. We'll peek into Andy's life.
A little peek into Andy's anger.
I don't think I argue with my wife at all this week. There we go.
Yay!
The only thing I argue with my wife about is she is a little bit under the weather, and so she was going to try to force herself to go out and see people, and I was like, no, you are going to stay in bed. Although that is a problem, I was going to mention, that is the problem of mentioning that you're pregnant on a podcast that a lot of people listen to. Didn't take into account there's a lot of people who don't listen to this who might find out from other people leaving comments on Facebook or whatever. Like, people are like, wait, what? Danelle's pregnant? I'm like, oh, I guess we haven't gotten around to telling everybody quite yet.
There you go. And boom, goes the dynamite.
Including one of our good friends who we've been trying to get together with to tell her face-to-face, which is actually the person who we were going to go meet, Danelle was going to go meet up with. But I'm like, no, I don't want you, you know, hacking and sneezing and, you know, dragging your ass all the way across, whatever, to go visit somebody just to get sicker.
Oh, so you're just going to postpone it even longer?
Yeah.
Oh, this is getting a little ridiculous. Well, in my opinion.
What do you mean it's getting ridiculous?
I just it seems like everyone else knows. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah? What are you going to do?
Wait. I'm not the one pregnant, so.
No, you're not. Don't
neither
be so close-minded,
sir.
Noah.
What was that?
I said, don't be so close-minded, Noah.
Yeah. I'm not saying don't do it.
Close-minded.
I just think she might be a little upset. If she finds, what? What? When did other people know?
People in Norway knew?
Finn and knew? I don't know who Finn is.
Last week we were talking about our two listeners. Well, I was talking. I said Christina and crap. I can't remember the Norwegian. Is it Norway? No, I can't remember. It's Norway. Jesus Christ, I suck at this.
Yep, you do.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Norwegian. Yeah, I was right. And but I can't. It's Y N G V E, and I
I'm sure they'll appreciate that.
Tim, you are a high quality person.
Anyway, they both commented and said they were still listening.
Yay! Huzzah! But that person didn't say how to pronounce her name. Because I think I asked how to pronounce the name, didn't I?
I don't think they did say how to pronounce it. And I think you did ask.
Oh, well.
So as long as we're checking in with long-lost listeners, Vreg. I actually ran into Vreg at Disneyland a while back at Captain EO. And I've never mentioned it on the show. I forgot to. It was nice to run into somebody. He's like, hey, Aren't you Tim from Tancast? I'm like, no, I'm Tim from Failure.
Look it up. We got one in the Wikipedia entry. Though. You'll see my picture there.
Anyway, so I never gave him a shout out for actually coming up and saying hi, and I was wondering if he's still listening. Reg, you still out there? Give us a holla. Holla!
I think you did tell me that you ran into him.
Yes, and I should share with the world. Give him his props. Speaking of giving people props. So last week I mentioned the Drinking Buddies podcast because they often give us a shout out. Mm-hmm. And so this week they gave us a shout out and they were talking about how since they're on an actual radio station at the Long Beach, UC Long Beach or Long Beach State? Well, you know what? It's a Long Beach university of some sort that has something to do with California.
And it has Long Beaches.
So, what?
And it has Long Beaches.
Shut the fuck up. So since they're on the air, they can't swear. So they texted me while they were on the air a list of swear words so we can say them for them.
Alrighty.
So I will send them to the group, and we can take turns. They actually just sent me the first letters. So F. Oh, sorry. I should stop saying them out loud. There you go. No, I don't know what that second one is. So, fuck.
Saltine?
They said S-A for some reason. I don't know what that is.
Sack?
No, can't be sack. Snatch?
No.
I don't know why
no.
It's S-A.
That'd be S-N.
Yeah, but like, what curse word starts with S-A? Are we just not
know.
Up on the curse words?
Apparently not. Sack? Did we already say sack?
Yeah,
yeah, but sack didn't seem bad. Like, hey, sack.
Well, you can't say, like, nutsack or got kicked in the sack or whatever. That's probably going to get you in trouble.
You think?
Yeah, with those fuckers at the FCC.
Like, if you just said I got kicked in the sack, you think that would get you in trouble?
FCC, the fucking cunt cocks.
Ha! Whoa.
It could get letters. I don't know if you would necessarily get any formal reprimand from the FCC.
There's something about, like, not referencing slang terms for genitalia. I don't know what all the rules are. I'm not in radio.
Noah, did you just say shit?
Shit.
Did you?
Yes.
He did.
So, like, you literally asked a question, I was answering the question, and you moved on and said shit.
Yep.
Shit.
That's how Noah is.
Gotta keep this moving, got other shit to do.
Asshole.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because ass you can usually get away with.
No, I think they said, ass. Ass and asshole. And why is there a second F?
Double fuck.
And who wants to go for the golden sea?
Cunt.
Oh, yeah, that's...
You cunt!
There you go. Words you won't hear on Drinking Buddies.
And wait, they said they texted you these?
Yeah, well, I was listening live online.
So why didn't they just tell you the full word?
Because they were actually... They were still on air, and they were like, okay, so send him... And they were saying these letters, like, send him F, S, A, F. Oh, and also Chris said Z, and they all, like, paused, and he's like, what's Z? He's like, I don't know, I was just making stuff up.
You know what? I will be right back, sirs, because I have to take an S.
All right. Tim, it's just going to be you and I while Noah takes his S. But Noah, don't forget to wipe your A.
All right. Apparently he was done with that.
Oh, yeah. Apparently that was a pressing need.
As long as we're taking care of self-serving business, I would like to say the... Tancast Facebook fan page has reached over 100 fans, so thank you, fans of Tancast, for fanning us up. The Tancast Twitter page, though, only like 60 followers. So 40 more people like Facebook. There's 40% more of our listeners like Facebook than Twitter.
It's okay, we got what you were saying.
40%. Percentage.
40%.
What were you starting to complain about?
Oh.
Man, I hate...
Yeah, I hate pressing need, like... Just be dead asleep. It doesn't happen very often. Very, very rarely. But, like, just suddenly go from, like, dead asleep to, like, fully awake going, I gotta poop! I'm sorry, Tim, am I boring you?
Yes.
All right. So what else is new?
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's, you know.
Yeah, par for this course. Oh, and speaking of, I gotta poop. Yeah, we almost didn't get to record Tancast today. We almost had to delay it.
Do tell.
My wife is ill. Now, I didn't have that whole thing about polygamy back and forth and basically insinuating that my wife is easily misled and way too credulous? Credible? Fuck, I can't remember which is the right one. And I'm way too tired to think of it because I was up until like 4 a.m. and then back awake at like 8 a.m. Yeah, so I did not have that whole thing with my sick wife. I had that with my well wife. My sick wife, I brought her crackers in bed and made her mac and cheese and brought her toast and oatmeal and kept my son away from her so that she wouldn't be, like, stressed out watching him. But she's apparently feeling a little better today. So she has agreed to watch The Munchkin while we do this nonsense.
Nonsense.
Yep. But it was a close thing. She woke up this morning, she's like, I don't know. It's like, what? Can you bring me like some oatmeal and we'll see how that sits? And I brought her oatmeal.
Oh, yeah.
Not long before Tancast went back up and was like, all right, so how do you feel? She's like, I'm okay. I'm good. I'm coming down. So I'm not good, but I don't want to hold you guys back from doing Tancast. I was like, oh, baby, I love you.
Why just tie the kid up? That way neither of you have to watch him.
He is wily. He's figured out how to undress himself. Like, he was just playing around in the living room the other night, Thursday night probably, and I'm just hanging out watching TV with my wife, and all of a sudden I look over, and my son's laughing. He has pulled his arms out of the sleeves of his shirt, which I didn't know he knew how to do on his own. But then he pushed both of his arms up through the neck hole of his shirt and is pushing the neck hole down his skinny little midsection, and he's got his shirt around his waist, and he's going for broke. He got that shirt all the way off and then started working on the pants. I was like, oh, lovely. My son's going to learn how to get nude before we teach him about the appropriateness of nudity, the situational appropriateness of nudity. Well, fuck me. We're going to need tighter clothes for this kid.
Nudity is always appropriate.
Always appropriate.
See?
Noah, that was a quick S. Did you wipe your A?
I did wipe my A.
Did you get it clean?
Good. I Dukes the Hazzard out of me.
Is it clean, clean?
It's clean.
All right. I'm going to trust you. So you came back to me talking about how my kid just spontaneously decided he was going to get nude the other day.
That's how you do it.
Yep. And instead of taking the shirt off over his head, apparently with his big giant head and his skinny little middle, he decided to go down with the shirt.
So interesting.
He got his arms out the neck hole and just pushed. Kind of wiggled.
You should teach him that's the right way to do it for the rest of his life.
Yeah, well, if he winds up with shoulders like mine, I mean, he's going to look like a dancer from an 80s movie with that off-the-shoulder look all the time. It only works for him now because he's got a skinny little body.
Oh, snap.
And a great big giant head.
Andy, I don't know if you care about this. The PopCap is giving away Bejeweled 2 free for your computer for today until 10 p.m.
Interesting.
There you go. You too, Tim. I don't know if you play Bejeweled. I doubt it, but...
Not enough to care.
Okay. Well, there you go. And it's not going to help anyone who's listening to this because it'll be done. But I'm going to retweet it. So there you go.
Yes, I will get that now. Thank you. Thank you, PopCap. That is mighty generous of you, giving your shit away to me.
It's the 10th anniversary? Wow, it's been 10 years.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It just seems crazy. It's crazy, Tim.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because the now wife, then fiancé, of a good friend of ours. Man, she played the shit out of Bejeweled.
She
loved that thing. And then there was some game, I can't remember what it was, had a weird name, where like you had to shoot the little guys up to make matches.
Oh, so Snood.
She went from Bejeweled to that. And man, like she was crazy good at it. Like she was getting crazy bank shots and shit off of that. Oh.
My father-in-law still plays it. And it's funny, they got him, like, this little... You know those little things you can plug into your TV? It's like a remote control you plug into your TV, and all the games are in the remote control?
Yeah.
They got one of those that had Snood on it, but he never played it. He'd just rather play on his computer.
Delicious.
Any other exciting news this week? Oh, I saw another movie, actually.
What?
This one I watched at home on the screen, which Tim has seen now. Tim finally came over for lunch. Dinner?
Yeah,
food?
That last thing.
Dunch?
It was called Turtles Forever. It was animated. It was kind of cheesy, but it was kind of interesting story-wise. Basically, the story was there had been like a time thing. I don't know, a time anomaly. And the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from the 80s cartoon met up with, I guess, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from some other set of cartoons where they're bigger and more modern-looking, more angular.
I saw, was that like a multi-episode thing?
I think it was. I had it as like a movie. Like it was all one thing. But you could see parts where they were cut. And you're like, well, that's where a commercial would have been if this had.
Yeah, because I think I saw one episode of it. That's interesting.
It was cheesy because, you know, that's how the show has always been. So that was a little grating. But what was most interesting is like at the end... there's another Shredder in the more modern version who's, like, evil and not, you know, so slapsticky. Like, oh, I messed up. You know, he actually gets shit done. He went to the first, what they called, Earth Prime. He went to the first Earth where the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles originated and was destroying that. And that was the original Turtles from the comic book. So it was all black and white and gritty. And they spoke in, like, you know, raspy voices. They did a lot of narration. The story was interesting. The delivery, not so much. I mean, I could have done with a little less of the cheese, but I thought it was a very interesting idea for a story. And, you know, made me feel a little nostalgic. I was like, I remember the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comic book.
Man, I watched the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the cheesy-ass afternoon cartoon version, and then, like, years later, read the comic book. I was like, holy shit, how did you get from A to B?
Yeah, it is not alike at all.
No.
No. No.
Did you read the comic book too, Tim?
I read it. I have read it. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't a... You're like, oh, shit, the new issue's out.
Yeah, I was the same way. Like, I read one or two or maybe three.
Yeah, I don't think I even read it, like, when it first came out. I think I just heard of it, and I was like... And I would go to the comic book store and check it. I'm like, oh, this looks
interesting. I can't even say I finished a whole episode issue, I mean. Like, I'd be like, oh, that doesn't look... No one's saying radical and totally tubular and eating pizza. Fuck it.
They're just fucking killing people.
I was like, holy shit. I'm like, the foot aren't robots. These are not, like, androids they're taking apart. These are people they are making bleed. They just snapped that dude's neck. Oh, they snapped that dude in the eye. That's just not kind. These are the Teenage Mutant Murder Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Murder Turtles. Teenage Mutant Murder Turtles. Teenage Mutant Murder Turtles. Murderers who kill fuckers all the time.
Cowabunga, dude.
I'll tell you something I watched and then came to a conclusion. I rewatched Superman Returns. I've decided that movie is lame.
Yes.
You could, like, wait, what is the running time of Superman Returns? Hang on, let me look.
Probably 2+ hours, I imagine.
It's long. And I seem to remember it feeling longer than it actually was.
Well, whatever, yeah, I think it's, like, close to 2 hours. Oh, here it is, 154 minutes. I'd say there is 20 minutes of action in that entire movie.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a big complaint for everyone.
Most of it was at the beginning, when he saves that plane, which apparently was a last-minute addition.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck, we need to wrap this shit up. So, I guess Zack Snyder is going to be the new director. I fucking think he will action that shit up.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, he did 300.
Yeah, but Watchmen. He also did Watchmen, and that seemed kind of dull.
Well, granted, the source material wasn't very action-packed, but it had some action. I mean, I think he actually added some action.
Yeah, it still seemed dull. Like, the action he added seemed dull.
I don't know, it was fine.
I don't know how to explain it.
But he also directed Owls of Cahool, so I don't know how I feel about that.
He directed what and who?
Owls of Cahool.
It's what the a movie
that just came out that about these owls and they're on a quest.
Is that the CGI movie?
Yeah.
He directed that?
Yep. I was surprised as well. I was like, I don't know how I found out, but I'm like, what the fuck? Zack Snyder directed Owls of Cahool?
I just hope they don't lose the John Williams score.
I think they will. Who do you think should be the Superman? Like, do you think Brandon Routh should come back, or do you think it should be someone new?
Jeff and I, again, were talking about this last night, and apparently the plot of it is Superman flying around the world deciding whether he's going to become Superman or not. I was like, that sounds turbo gay.
Yeah.
like he just got to Earth, or?
I don't know. Like, I guess not a lot of plot details have been leaked, but that's one of the only ones. It's like, how the fuck could you make it where it sounds even less interesting than Superman Returns?
Superman, it's going to be like, you know, mass murder creating this whole continent and whatever. Even that was just like, yawn. And you, like, see the continent that it builds. It's like, wow, that's just like, that looks like giant Lego blocks that somebody just dumped in the middle of the ocean. Who the fuck would want to live
like
there?
It looks like the fucking Fortress of Solitude got dirty. That's all it looks like.
Yeah.
And then the climax of the movie, he lifts it. That's all he does. I was saying to somebody, that's like all he does throughout the movie is lift shit. Like, oh, there's a plane. I will lift it. Oh, there's a car going out of control. I will lift it.
He got shot in the eye.
The Daily Planet ball is falling. I will lift it. Oh, there's a big island. I will lift it! Credits.
So you're saying that Superman could be easily replaced with a really, really giant forklift?
Yes, or some sort of magnet or something.
Fuck, Superman's dead. Well, get the crane. It's been gathering dust. We haven't needed to lift things in a while.
I think they should make a Bizarro movie. Not without Superman, but you know what I mean? Like, so he has somebody he can go toe-to-toe with and fight and shit could happen. And, maybe either Brainiac or Lex Luthor creates Bizarro. They fight. Then somehow Brainiac gets Superman where he's about to die. And then Bizarro realizes he's just been a pawn. And then he sacrifices himself to save Superman. Movie right there. Boom. Yes.
Look at you writing that script.
Coming. Why aren't you writing it, Tim?
Because no one cares about what Tim Babb thinks.
People care.
You could do, like, Bizarro as, like, a really, really dark character. Not just the, me crazy, blocky, anti-version of Superman. But do, like, a real, like, he sees himself as the antithesis of Superman. And he sees it as, like, his place in the universe. Like he thinks that Superman's a god and he's another god and that they're destined to fight it out.
Sort of like a Joker-Batman thing?
Yeah. Yeah, except with nigh invulnerable combatants.
Could be interesting. Could end up being too derivative. Could be the Star Trek nemesis to the Dark Knight's Wrath of Khan.
Could be.
Have you heard who's playing the new Hulk or Bruce Banner? Actually, and the new Hulk.
I have not.
What's his name?
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're going to do CGI of him, and he's actually going to be the Hulk. Like, not dressed up in a costume, but they're going to
motion
capture
him. He's going to do the mocap for it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Odd.
I don't know if that's going to be any better, though. Because, like, it wasn't like, oh, the Hulk doesn't look like the actor who's playing him. It was like, oh, the Hulk looks like CGI.
Yeah. That was also a problem with Superman Returns. Every time it was, like the CGI version of Superman, it was quite obvious. I'm like, hey, video game. Hey, person. Hey, video game.
Maybe
hey,
they should get the people.
Person.
Maybe they should get, what's his name to do it? The guy who directed Iron Man. I can't remember his name at this moment.
It's easier to do when you're doing Iron Man because you're dealing with flat surfaces. You're dealing with metal. Metal doesn't need to move the same way flesh does. Doesn't need to reflect light the same way. Like, flesh
exactly.
is really complicated.
Just like my balls are really complicated, son.
I feel like I can still tell, though. Like, sometimes it's pretty easy to tell. And I don't know, I think they could do better. That's all I'm saying.
And not for nothing, Jon Favreau didn't do any of the animation.
I know, but he was involved.
He was like, listen. Move over, everybody here at Pixar. I got this. Clickety-clack-clack-clack-clack-clack-clack.
He picked people out or something. He did something right.
You know, speaking of which, I really want to watch Iron Man 2 again.
I say you should do it.
Yeah, you should do it.
No, don't let anything stop me standing in your way.
I'm gonna watch Watchmen again.
I'm gonna. Whew, I don't know.
Yeah, well,
maybe
assuming
Dark
my
Knight.
Wife is up for it, I'm gonna go and run a bunch of errands that I didn't do yesterday.
Yeah, I'm gonna go check on my wife.
Yeah, that's good.
Maybe make her some soup.
Good.
What is she
Try
sick
not to make
with?
Sweet love to her.
What did you say, Noah?
What is she sick with?
Some sort of cold,
like
a cough, some sneezings.
Not the morning sickness.
No, that's already happened.
Wasn't that fun?
Is it? Is done with?
It was. It pretty much hit her like 2 days, and that was it.
Wow.
But it was like instead of morning, it was all day.
Oh
no!
Actually, I guess
fun.
She said it was more afternoon. But like from when I saw her until she went to bed, it was all sickness.
All sickness, all the time.
Yeah.
That's something I do not look forward to seeing again. She's also going to get a lot of fun, like really fun, weird hip and pelvis pains.
Oh,
because
she's already got those biggity bang.
Because her bones are going to be remodeling themselves. It's going to hurt in strange, unexpected ways.
All right. I'm not going to tell her that.
It'll be like a more dull ache, I believe is
Come on,
what my
Tim,
wife
give her bad news.
Expressed it as.
Yeah, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news.
Do you guys remember being teenagers and going through a growth spurt and just like your muscles feel like weird stretched out and like you just kind of like get like a real deep ache like in the long bones?
No, I don't.
Oh, I remember getting a deep ache in the long bone, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just going to keep on laughing like that until you stop making these jokes.
Noah's on a roll.
I'm going to keep making these jokes as long as you keep talking about this.
All right. Well, I hate you, and I wish you would die. How about that? We done?
For now.
Touche.
I reserve the right to resume at any moment. Oh, maybe I'll go back to editing my CD soon. Whew, that takes a lot more effort than you'd think.
Oh, yeah. When's it gonna drop? You got a drop date yet, yo?
I don't have a save date yet. Because, like, not only am I combining two different performances from two different nights and, trying to weave them in and out of each other so it sounds like it's just one performance, also, like, there's also two different tracks from each night. The one is just, like, the mic straight from the... I'm holding it up in case anybody can see me recording this. But, like, one is the direct feed from the mic, and one is the background of the audience as well as the mic. It's just, it captures the laughter, basically. Uh-huh. And you would think both those things being recorded at the same time and then laid down, like, once you sync them at the beginning, would sync all the way to the end. You would be mistaken.
Mm.
For some reason, by the end, one of them is going faster than the other, and so you gotta stretch it out and try and get them to sync up. And it takes a while.
Well, if one claims that it's sampling 20,000 times a second, and it's actually sampling 20,050, that'll make a difference.
It's all about
every
the sampling,
second you're off by 50 samples.
It's deep, man.
I know.
It's wicked deep.
Fucking deep.
Deep as the Atlantic.
So it seems like we're winding this down.
Yep.
We're all thinking about what we're going to do next.
Wrap it up.
Yep.
Close it down.
Oh, hey, since Noah's back, and since some time has elapsed and whatever, apologies to CJ for not blogging more. It's just when it's on the weekend, I'm usually like decompressing and spending time with my family, and when it's during the week, I'm fucking busy because the company that I work for is getting acquired. So I don't believe I've actually mentioned this on Tancast so far, but I may be looking for another job later this year again.
No love for the Andy.
Yeah, it sort of really depends. There's a lot of stuff up in the air right now, but without getting too much into the specifics, it's entirely possible that things will just maintain their status quo, and my position will be maintained for as long as I continue to actually show value to the company. And there's also the possibility that the acquiring company is going to come through with a great big axe and go, all right, prove that we need you. And in a situation like that, they may already have a me, and they may not decide that they need two me's. They may go, nope, we've got a you. We don't need another. Get the fuck out.
What if you do what you can to lessen your current company's value so that the acquiring company doesn't want to acquire it?
Part of the nature is that the companies have already signed some stuff where, like, if either side backs out unexpectedly, they owe the other side a ton of money. ton.
Well, at least you wouldn't get fired.
Of money.
Or laid off.
So then that's a best case scenario. They don't buy the company. And the new company now has to pay your current company money, so then they totally will keep you.
Except that my new company gets that ton of money from, or my current company gets the ton of money from the old company. But then I've already tanked my new company, so they're on their way out.
But now they have that investment capital to reinvest. And you already know what you did to tank the company, so then you look like the hero to save your company. Like, no, we just do this, this, and this, and we're back on track. And like, boom!
Tim, as with so many things in life, the only way that you can really, really tank a company is by completely alienating all of the people that buy its goods and or services.
So then
we'll get
you
to work,
alienate the...
Like Dig with their shitty redesign where it cost them like 30-something percent of their traffic in a week because nobody liked it. Yeah, but those people aren't going to come back to Dig. If Dig redesigns again, people aren't going to be like, huh, I wonder if Dig stopped sucking. The people that are gone, most of them are gone.
Well, you got to keep track on the people who leave and get like some sort of safe word, and then you let that. When you say the safe word, they know to come back.
My name is Tim.
You got to do backdoor deals with all the clients.
I don't have that kind of scratch, dude.
No, not money. Just sort of like, listen, this is gonna be great for everybody.
Speaking of that kind of scratch, I was working on a project, and the guy's like, oh, well, this project is just gonna save us, X number of thousands of dollars, a year, but. This professional services standard billing rate is $200 an hour, so you shouldn't spend more than however many thousands of dollars. It was like $3,000 a year or something like that. It wasn't that much. Like, so you shouldn't spend more than 15 hours on it or whatever, because that's $3,000 divided by 200. It's like, dude, if I cost the company $200 an hour, I would be living in a much bigger house. If I was seriously making $400,000 a year, I'd be the CEO. So I think there's something a little crazy with your math there.
I was really hoping for a better punchline there.
No, there was no punchline coming. It's
I don't
me.
Think Tim was interested in your story to begin with.
I was just yawning.
And really he threw it off.
Daddy's telling story.
The mic is close to my mouth. What do you want from me?
Daddy's telling story.
Tim, that sounded like the mic was in your fucking mouth.
I have a big mouth.
Yeah. So I'll either do what Tim said, where I work out some sort of crazy thing where I start charging the company $200 an hour and then turn that money around and use it to get all of our customers to agree to pretend to walk away until I say the safe word, or else I'll continue to do what I'm doing, which is work really hard, make everything work really, really well, and then the acquiring company will go, well, shit, we got to keep that guy.
I think that sounds like a better plan.
Yeah.
I like my plan.
I think you would.
If tricking the company into paying me $400,000 a year was an option, I'd just bank that up and then not care when I lost my job in a couple of months. I don't think I'd even take that and reinvest it in like some crazy half-baked fucking Wile E. Coyote scheme with the customers. Just be like, oh, now I'm making bank. Well, thank you. Oh, I lost my job. Good thing I got this big-ass bank account.
That's Tancast, everybody.
Really? You're going to end on that? No, say something funny.
I, I've been dying to end for a while, actually.
I'm sorry.
Oh! He wants to go check on his wife. He's concerned about her. She's now a child.
Yep, taking care of her. You know what that means, Tim? She's got to be on top now.
Keeping it classy.
Hey, that baby didn't get in there by accident.
No, it did not.
There was some fucking going on. I like to fuck.
Charming.
As Tim would say, he knocked the bottom out of it.
Bang the bottom out of it.
Bang, knocked. There's no bottom now. That baby's just going to fall out.
What?
I don't know. Oh, fuck. I don't know if you guys ever watched Better Off Ted.
Yes.
I'm going to die tan casting.
It's just real quick. They ended the show, but there's two unaired episodes, so I finally watched the two unaired episodes that download them. And I don't know how it came up, but like, you know, like, well, they might impregnate her with an orangutan, and that's not good because, you know, in the third month, those arms are so long, they'll just be hanging out from the bottom, just grabbing every shit, anything you walk by. Just cracked me up. And that's it. I mean, they said it much better, but it was fucking hilarious. I'm like, fuck, that's crazy. Orangutan arms hang out your vagina grabbing shit. And that's why I'm glad that
I imagine
gone.
It's kind of like genius. A sea creature, you know, like an anemone or something like that, with just tentacles. You're just walking by, and it's like, oh, the baby's hungry.
With friends like these, who needs enemies?
Oh, bum bum. And that's how we'll end it. Have a good week, everybody.
Drive safe.
Kiss your mother.
Tip your waiter.
For me.
Nipples.
Congratulations, you actually made it through an episode of TanCast. If by some miracle you liked it, why not tell your friends so even more people can share in this? Or you could tell a stranger by leaving us a review at iTunes. You could also tell more strangers by going to our official TanCast store at cafepress.com/TanCast. You can find a link to it at TanCast.com, where you can also read our blogs, leave comments on this or any other episode, and you can find links to our Facebook fan page and our Twitter fan page. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who composed the official TanCast theme. Once again, we appreciate you putting up with our bullshit. We'll catch you next time on TanCast. TanCast.
Well, why weren't we recording that? That was good.
Well, I was recording.
I was not.
Oh. No.
Pop poops.
Snap and Crackle, you're okay, but Plop, I think that might gross out the kids.
They kicked him out. Like, I don't know if Plop's going to work. What if we just get rid of an L? That works.
Genius.